Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, and hello. I bless God for each and every one of you that are on the line with Minister Sheila and I this morning. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God for your support. We thank God for when you take time to listen to the archives or wake up in the morning and come on the air with us, whether you're listening to us via Blog Talk live or whether you're listening to us, via the archives, whichever way you do it, we thank God for you because you could listen to anyone else and hear what thus said the Lord from them. But when you take time out of your day to spend it with us, we just want to say thank you. We're grateful. We don't take it for granted because there's plenty of vehicles and vessels of God available, and I thank God for that. That is not just one place you have to go to hear the word and hear prayers and things of that sort. So thank you for calling in again. This is Cecilia, and we're on the air with Minister Sheila. Minister Sheila, can you go ahead and start us off with prayer and whatever the Lord has given you, and then I'll come in behind you.
Good morning. And I want to say to everyone, but first I want to say it to the main man, the Father, my life, the head of my life. I want to say thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. For if it would not be for you, but not saying, okay, daughter, you are still here. You're still here with me. I am giving you a day. I thank him for giving me another day to love and praise and to think and thank and think and thank and think and thank him for life that I did not have to have today. So many did not wake up this morning. So many did not wake up in full anointment. Did not wake up in full awareness. Some might be on the limb of life today. Some might not be breathing right, might not be seeing right, just might not be feeling right. But God, I thank you for yet me, my sisters, and for all of us, I'm thanking you for us for another day. Lord, our Father in heaven, the one that gives me life and a choice to live, and I choose to live for him. I thank you, Lord, for another day. I thank you, and I thank you for the world that I'm in much need of your help. Oh, Lord, it's just so much that I need, and I want to ask you for, but there's so many that I don't know how to ask you. But, Lord, I thank you for this life. I thank you for another day. I thank you for waking me up where I can talk praise and thank and see another day. I thank you for my sister, blood and spiritual, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, says it's blessed to open up this program this morning for all of us to hear and to hear the knowledge of her and her thoughts and her talk and her praises from you. And thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, another woman of God with plenty of knowledge, love, and thought and caring and information of you. Lord, I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, the man of God, that you have blessed this young man to know and to use the words and to know how to teach the word. And thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, another man of God that you have blessed to encourage us and to knowledge, give us knowledge of you. I thank you for Minister Brandon, the nephew and the son of my sister Cecilia, with the knowledge and the learning and the teaching of you, oh God. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser, another sister, young lady in love and joy and the teaching of your word of God. Thank you, oh, for Elder Kathy Kendall, one and woman who's teaching praise into knowledge and to give the word of you. I thank you for Dr. Farina Wright, the true spirit and love and joy. Lord, I just thank you for all the ministers, all the pastors, all the preachers, all the evangelists, the apostles, the bishops, the prophets, the prophetesses. Lord, I just thank you for all the people and your angels that you have sent down here to help us to carry on and to help knowledge, give us knowledge to understand. Lord, I ask you to bless all the young men, all the men and women of this world, not just the young, the old, the young, the babies. Lord, I ask you to bless us because I see things on this Facebook of these young mothers, these young fathers, of what they're doing and teaching these babies is just so awful, Lord. It's just so upsetting. It's just so painful. How can you do this, but yet the devil got you doing it, so yet you want to influence it on your children? Lord, I need you to please cover these children of innocence, of these devilish parents, knowing what they're doing is wrong, but they think it is so right, it is so funny, it is so this, when it's only harming the babies. Lord, I ask you to cover them, that maybe that it don't affect them at this age because of the parents inducing this on them. Lord, I ask you to bless to carry on to that the children as they go back to school, Lord, cover them and keep them safe. Because even walking back and forth to school, in your classroom, in your house, wherever you might be, Lord, the devil is at work. Lord, I'm not here to cover us all. Lord Jesus, please cover us. Because at these jobs, these people are so conniving, so wrong, so awfully, that anything, the word of mouth, can hurt you when there's no one to direct them in the right way. Lord, I need you to cover us, to help us take us through this, to cover us and keep us from these demon devils and they awful, ugly spirits that is trying to take over and ruin us, but to break our faith with you, Lord, my faith will not be broken. You devil demons can just continue to cover, but I am God's child. God, I ask you and I thank you and I thank you and I thank you to bless us all and to cover us all and to lead us and to teach us that no more of these demons, these devils, and they lying in evil ways will not separate us from you or break our spirit. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I ask you to lead me through this. Lead all of us through this. Cover us and keep us from all harm and danger. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. Amen. Back into your hands, Apostle. Relax. It's your pleasure.
All righty. Thank you. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee, I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. It's a blessing to know that you need God. It's a blessing to confess that you need God. It's a blessing to let others know and let your life amplify your need for God. So because many walk in vanity of not only needing God, but not needing their brothers, not needing their sisters, not needing their friends, but they have the mindset that they don't need anybody. And I can truly, truly say, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I need God. I can truly say his hope, his life, his help, his truth, his very breath, I need God. And so it's amazing to think that the vanity of man would make them think that even their innovative and witty thoughts and ability to create was of themselves. Because, see, in the beginning, God created us. He molded us with his hands. He breathed life into us. And so many times we get in God's way because we think that God needs us. And so technically what I love about God is that he will use us. Not because he can't do it himself, but he set up a law and he set up a way of doing things that requires him to go through us. Acts 17:24-7 says, the God who made the whole world. Wait a minute, I added that, so let's not add to the word of God. I said the whole world, so let's say what it says. So the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. So you say, okay, that's why you said the whole world. Yeah, but we're just going to read the word like it says. He doesn't live in shrines made by human hands. He isn't served by people as if he needed anything. He himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. Like Minister Sheila was praying about, thanking God for each day, for his mercies are new every morning. Then the scripture goes on to say, from one man he made every nation of humanity to live all over the earth, fixing the seasons of the year and the national boundaries within which they live, so that they might look for God, somehow reach for him, and find him. Of course, he is never far from any one of us. See, the enemy of our soul wants us to think that not only can we not find him, but the enemy of our soul wants us to think that we can't reach him. The enemy of our soul wants us to think that he's so far away, that this or that and this is so much bigger than God. One of the things that God reminds us in his word is that we should patiently wait on him. And while we're waiting on him, not only do we need to be patient, but we need to ask God to give us the ability to know that we know that we know that he's going to do just what he said. That's why when we pray his word. Why? Because his word cannot return unto him void. How do I know that? Because his word says so. So when we pray God's word, when we petition him, when we come before him, when we ask God for something, and we pray his word, it comes back to us and it's not voided. It's established. So many may try to figure out, well, why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? Why have you been praying your word and not God's word? His promise is not that your word will not return unto him void. His promise is that his word should not return unto him void. So therefore, not saying that this is what happens, but say if your mother or your father say, whenever you want something, all I need to do is hear you say this or that. Well, if you keep saying something else and they're not responding, then a password to get into a system. You have to use this certain password to get into a system. And you keep trying to use another word. And unlike the passwords to get into the system, I praise God that he doesn't block us out, you know, because if you do so many times of trying to put a word in a system, you'll eventually get blocked out or locked out until in some systems. And see, that's what I love about God. Sometimes we'll say stuff over and over and over again and do stuff over and over and over again. And we're trying to figure out, okay, what's going on here? Nothing's happening. But we forgot that Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall establish or accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Matthew 54:37 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but by my words shall not away. So if heaven and earth shall pass away, but his words shall not pass away, and so because the word says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So if he's going to establish his word, and we pray his word, and we stand on his word, and we remind God of his word, then come on now. Let's just think about it. If God's word shall not return unto him void, if God said that his word is going to be established, I didn't say I said it. I said God said it. So if I say it, it's only because I'm repeating what God said. So let's pray God's word. Let's stand on God's word. Let's remind God of his word, because God has no problem with us reminding him of his word. God has no problem with binding and loosing and doing the things that the keys of heaven does, because he said he gave us the keys to bind and to loose. So where are your keys? You have your keys to the house. You have your keys to the car. You have your keys to this or that. God has given you the keys to the door, the keys to open up that thing you've been asking him about. But you haven't asked him in the way that what you're asking lines up with his will and his word. What I love about God is that he won't go against his will and his word, because even if he allows something to happen, it means that he allowed it. But sometimes he has to allow things to happen to teach us a lesson. to trust him, to depend on him, to be forgiving, to be kind. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and he will give it liberally. He has to remind us that we're to ask, we're to seek, we're to knock. He has to remind us, like Job 22:2 says, can a person do anything to help God? Can even a wise person be helpful to himself or to him? John 15:5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. The one who abides in me while I abide in him produces much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. That's what God said. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. I didn't say it. God said it. He said, apart from him, we can do nothing. John 15:16, in that same chapter, says, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. What have you been asking for? Have you been asking it in his name? Have you forgotten about the fruit he told you that he wanted you to produce? Have you gotten distracted with the cares of this life? We know that the word of God reminds us to lay aside every weight that so easily besets us. We know that the word of God reminds us to take our cares and leave them at the altar. We know that the word of God tells us to take our cares and give them to God. But some of us, and I've been guilty of this so many times, give my cares to God and then go back and pick it up because of lack of patience, because of lack of understanding. And we're to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge God. Because, see, patience and lack of understanding is something that's commonly happened among mankind, a humankind, not just because we sometimes think we so muchy, as they say, so suchy-muchy, we know so much, but sometimes because we have too many people speaking in our ears. So many times it's because this or that is going on and it's happening, and we're allowing it to look like it's bigger than the God we serve. Sometimes the warfare that we're dealing with makes it seem like it's bigger than the God that we serve. Sometimes the situations and circumstances that we're dealing with appear to be bigger than the God that we serve. Sometimes it's because we want to go to the left and God told us to go straight ahead. You may say, oh, but sometimes they say you go to the left versus the right. No, sometimes God wants you to go straight ahead, and sometimes he may want you to go to the right. And sometimes he might want you to stand still. And sometimes when he says stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that's what he means. Sometimes he may say, you got to go back. You got to go back and get it right. Sometimes someone has an ought against you, and he'll tell you to go to them and ask them for forgiveness, not because you've done wrong, but because they're the wrong person. And then you can walk away and shake the dust from your feet if they don't accept what God has told you to do. But some of us can be so bold, so caught up in vanity and arrogance until we won't go and apologize to that person just because of the world and people have told us, well, they were wrong. You don't owe them an apology. Well, God didn't owe us what he gave us, which was his only begotten son. God did not owe us to create us from the very dirt. God did not owe us to breathe breath into our lives and our lungs and tell us that it was good and send Jesus to die for us on the cross so that he could say that it was finished, because by his stripes we're already healed. God did not owe us that. But because of love, because of love, how many times can I look back and remember things that my earthly parents did for me that I didn't deserve? When I may have disobeyed them or not done exactly what they said, but they forgave me and did it for me again and again and again. When I think back over my life, that's a song, and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I have a testimony. Even if my testimony is just that God woke me up this morning, it wasn't because I deserved it, but he loved me enough to say, and breathe life into me one more time. He allowed the CO2 and the O2 to do the proper exchange that it needed to do so that I could wake up with breath and the ability to breathe. Somebody can't breathe on this morning. They're having difficulties breathing. They have oxygen to them one way or another. Somebody woke up this morning and they couldn't move. Some nurse, some aide, some family member had to roll them over, had to help them. Somebody this morning woke up and their body is racked in pain and they're not able to do what they need to do. Sometimes when we wake up and our bodies are racked in pain, whether it's our back and our necks and the different things in the knees and hips that we have issues with, we forget that we're still able to move. We're still above ground and breathing. We're still vertical and breathing. We're still moving. Somebody can't even feel pain. They're paralyzed from their head to their toe, and they would love to be able to feel the pain or feel the digit. Somebody don't have a limb or an extremity because of amputation or not genetically it ever being there for some reason. Some type of birth defect of some type. Many of the things that we take for granted, other people are crying about. Other people are sad about. Other people have gone before God and asked Him, why don't they have fingers? Why weren't they born with toes? Why weren't they born with extremities? Why don't they have this? Why don't they have that? Somebody's crying and going before the Lord because they don't have a husband or they don't have a wife. When they forgot to thank God for them when they had them. Hallelujah, that's another subject. My God, my God. Some of us have to learn how to appreciate one another. I thank God for my sisters. I thank God for my brother that I has gone on. I thank God for my parents. Somebody's a single child, and they don't have brothers and sisters. Or they have so many brothers and sisters until they don't know who they are. Somebody never met their earthly parents. Somebody's parents threw them away. Somebody can't think back on the times when they went fishing with their parents. Somebody doesn't have the ability to think back on the drives and the vacations that they went on with their parents. Somebody can't think about the Sunday meals that they had with their parents and their families and people coming over. Somebody can't remember their mama passing over cornbread or biscuits or something to the neighbors. Somebody can't remember having a sister that when somebody thought they were going to beat you up, they came out there and protected you and covered you. Somebody can't remember a sister that would drive them here and drive them there when they couldn't drive. Because their parents gave them a car that they had to share together. Somebody does not even have the ability to remember having a car because they're in a place where having a car is symbolic of having a mansion. We have to be grateful. We have to be thankful. We have to know that God is more than enough. We have to know that the same way God takes care of the birds and the flowers, He takes care of us. He gives us the ability to have jobs. And, oh, yes, there's racism, there's sexism, there's microaggressions, there's various things going on your jobs. But God has put you there for a reason. Whether He's put you there to show the light or to be the salt of the earth, or whether He's put you there to show you how strong in the Lord you really are. Did He put you there to pray for them? Did He put you there to speak life into them? Did He put you there just so that they could see? I don't know what's going on with him or her, but the God that they serve, my God, my God. Somebody can see God every time they see you. But see, if you're at work and all you do is complain, if you're at school and all you do is complain, if you're at this place or that place and all they hear you talking about the devil, When do they hear you say the devil, whatever, but God did? When do they hear you say, can't nobody do me like Jesus? Not saying that we are trying to act like the enemy isn't doing the things that he's doing, but what I'm saying is, are we making the things that the enemy does great, or are we reminding everybody about the greatness of our God? I just want to share something, a few things that I had noticed. God has showed me how many times, instead of casting out devils, instead of telling the truth, we try to fix people. We forget that that's God's work. God delivers. God sets free. We try to massage people's devils or demonic evil ways. We try to ignore them. We try to act like they don't exist. When, if someone has, they're bipolar, they're schizophrenic, they have insecurities, low self-esteem. No matter how many times you tell them you love them, no matter how many times you show them that you love them, no matter how many times you tell them that they're beautiful, no matter how many times you tell them that they're kind, no matter how many times you do or whatever you do, if you're causing them to be codependent on what you're saying and what you're doing, you're out of line. As my sister, minister Sylvia says all the time, you're out of order. Because the order of God says that God is our God. The battle is not ours, it is the Lord's. But see, we think we can fix people. We think we can change people. When the truth of the matter is, we speak the word of God to them. We do whatever God says towards them. And then we give all the glory to God when they're healed, when they're delivered, when they're set free from those demonic things of oppression and depression and suppression. And so if we're in the same place and we haven't moved, let's ask God, God, what's going on that I'm still in this same place? God, what's going on that I've returned to this place again? He may say, when was the last time you praised me? Every time you open your mouth, are you praising me or are you talking about this or that? Once again, if every time we open up our mouth we talk about this is what the enemy of our soul does, let's make sure we come back with a but God, because we don't want to act like stuff ain't happening. Like Minister Sheila was praying about some of the things that the enemy is doing or has done. We're not acting like that stuff doesn't happen, but we're coming back and saying, but God is great. But God is a deliverer, a strong deliverer. Psalms 37, 24 and 26 says, when he falls, he will not be hurled down, because the Lord is the one who holds his hands and sustains him. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous, those in right standing with God, abandoned, or their descendants pleading for bread. All day long, he is gracious and lends, and his descendants are a blessing. Many times we forget as adults that our children are responsible for what they do once they become adults or at the age of accountability. And so it's natural for us to get upset or have a problem with our grown children or children accountability that don't do what's right. But see, when we train up a child in the way that they should go, the word of God promises that they won't depart from it. So if the children are doing something to the left or to the right or to the this or that, sometimes it could be that they weren't taught to do right. And we just got to be honest with ourselves about that. And sometimes it's because the hypocrisy that we may have lived before them, or just they just don't want to do it. The reality is, say that you lived a holy life before them and they still want to do what they want to do. They're free agents to choose. And although that may be heartbreaking to us, we have to remember that we were agents of choice and are agents of choice ourselves. There's plenty of things that I did that I know my parents weren't pleased with. There's plenty of things that I did that I know my natural sisters and brother weren't pleased with. But when people love you enough, they pray for you. They'll encourage you. They'll speak truth to you. This is something else I want to share with you that the Lord blessed me to write on Facebook. I said, Father God, this was my prayer that he had given me that I was so grateful for because of some things that I see with this thing that I call the crab barrel spirit. Father God, help us to promote unity among your creation and people. Father, help us to want to and to actually focus on helping, encouraging, promoting one another. Father, I ask, seek and knock, and petition you to obliterate this crab barrel spirit that is trying to cause people to walk in unmerited, unforgiving, and unchristlike genocide of their spiritual and natural and biological engrafted brothers and sisters and family in Jesus Christ. It is so, and so it is. And then it was ended with, walk in the unity of God for real. It doesn't say this, but I'm going to say it. Stop backstabbing. Stop gossiping. Stop walking in inferiority and superiority in your mindset. Stop not reaching back for your brothers and sisters to help them, to pull them up. Stop doing all of the things that are not Christ-like. Why? Because of what I just said. Because God is great. God reached way down and picked each one of us up out of the miry clay. God reached way down and reminded us of his love. Because we were going to the left or the right, and some of us may still be going to the left or the right. But remember, God will deliver you. Romans 8:32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? See, God wants to give us all things. Why? Because Psalms 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. But in order to get the desires of your heart, we have to make sure that we're doing right by our brothers and sisters. We can't be doing and speaking all evil and manner of things towards our brothers and sisters, but expecting a recompense, reward, and that we want God to bless us, bless us, bless us, but all we're doing is speaking ill of our brothers and sisters. Let's be reconciled back unto Christ. Let's ask him for the mind of Christ, the words of Christ, the love of Christ, the substance of Christ, the patience of Christ, the focus and the fortitude and the loyalty and the dedication of Christ, the commitment of Christ, the perseverance of Christ, the ability to know that God has given us power in the name of Jesus. Got the gossiping and the backbiting. We can come back and say, but God has given us the ability to walk in unity. God has given us the ability to reach back and pull our sisters and our brothers forth. God has given us the ability to have agape love towards one another. God has given us the wisdom, for he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. God has given us the ability to establish a thing, because he said, if we speak his word, that it shall not return unto him void. God's word obliterates and annihilates all those things that are evil. And yes, it's a daily walk. It's an all-day walk. It's not that it goes away and we'll never see it again, in which I would love that. I would love for the Red Sea to just drown all of the evil that has ever came towards us. I would love for the enemies that we see today, not only do we not see them anymore, but there would be no more enemies. I mean, I would love to say that we could walk the rest of our lives in such peace and such harmony and such joy and such blessings while we're on this side of heaven. I would love to be able to say that. But the God of heaven and earth allows things to happen. And when he allows it, we have to accept it. Because if we'd really be honest, we have a better life than what we had before. And even if we don't have a better life than what we had before, we have a better life than others who would love to have what we have. A songwriter said they would love to be in your shoes. Thankful for the shoes that we're in. Let's be thankful that God felt that he could trust us enough to even allow that test to come our way, that test and that trial and those fiery darts. Because remember, God's got you. Many shall fall at your left hand or the right, but it won't come nigh you. Yeah, it looks like it's right up on you. Yeah, it looks like it's about to overtake you. Yes, it looks like it's about to wipe you out. But God, but God, but God, but God, he's got you. Let it go. God's got you. How do I know? Every day it seems like some crazy happens or somebody appears to be winning, the enemy of our soul. And when I look back over it and I say, look, it looked like in the 11th hour I was going to just lose it. I was going to fail. But even when I failed, he came and he picked me right back up and said, what did you learn from that? Let's learn from our failures. Let's learn from the fiery darts. Let's learn from the trials and tribulations. Let's exalt God and give him all of the glory for bringing us out, for teaching us. I would love for us to have a life with everything great, but until God allows it or causes us for the rest of our lives, because I'm not going to say it can't be done. God can do anything he wants. God can make it from this day to the day we see him in glory that we have nothing but blessings and blessings and more blessings. But remember, we'd have to have the mindset, the capacity to make sure that we didn't walk in vanity, but we stayed humble. So if we want to have blessings and prosperity and a great life of peace from today until the day that we leave here, then we need to ask God to show us a way to walk in humility and giving him glory. Because some of us can say, oh, no, I'll do that. He can make me a billionaire and I'll do this and this. But God knows, not saying that we should stop asking him, but God knows the intentions of our heart. Let's go to God and ask him to make us ready to walk in humility and wisdom so that we can have and live that blessed life for the rest of eternity and give him all the glory. Vanity, 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 the pride of life, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh has taken a lot of great men and women of God to Hades. Because they forgot who was blessing them. They forgot who gave them the ability to do that. We read stories about it every day, and we forget that we have a choice to be with God until the day that we leave here to go and be with him forever, or to let mammon or the lust of the eye or the lust of the flesh or pride steal us away from God. Many people are cheating on God. They're cheating on God with not giving them his time, not giving him his devotion, not giving him his worship. Let's make a sound decision today. We're returning back to God. Why? Because I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Minister Sheila, if you can make the announcements and close us out, I would greatly appreciate it.
Good morning again. I thank you for the words. I thank you for the truth, the acknowledgement, and to the testimony, and to let everyone know, without God, our Father, the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we would not be. The choice is yours, but the best choice is of heaven, with the Father and the Son, with the best life, knowledge, and authority that you could ever have and will be able to ever receive and to give. I thank you all for tuning in to this Sunday morning with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, the Let's Talk, which is each and every Sunday morning. Is it 8:30 or 9:30 now? Excuse me. 9:30.
It's 9:30.
It's 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday morning with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser. On Monday nights, we have Iron Sharp Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser, with myself, excuse me, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and along with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser on Monday nights at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday nights, we have Elder Kathy Kendall with Let's Heal, 9 Central Standard Time, p.m. and 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I just want to thank each and every one and ask you to tune in and to ask God to lead you through the way, to help you and to lead you, because without him, we would not be here. And I ask and I challenge everyone, as you wake up in the middle of the night, the early in the day, whenever you can open your eyes and move, your first thought, say, and conversation should be, God, I thank you, because I did not have to be here to do this. Never take a day for granted. Never take a day to say, oh, I did this, because your eyes is not your eyes, unless God say your eyes can see. Back into the hands of you, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. I want to go off the air. I would pray that God would allow me to have this prayer, for he says that we have not, for we ask not. So this is my prayer to God on today. Father God, I ask you to heal, deliver, and set free those that are bound, those that are tormented, those that are going through. God, I thank you for healing Apostle Sandra Thomas from her head to her toe to the inside out. God, I pronounce a blessing over Minister Sheila for her faithfulness on Sundays and Mondays. God, I thank you for Minister Sheila. God, that you're going to bless her in the city and bless her in the field. God, I thank you that you're going to give Minister Sheila the wisdom that she needs to do whatever she needs to do that you called her to. For you said, if any man lack wisdom, that they should ask, and that you would give it liberally unbraided. God, I ask you that not only will you give her the wisdom that she needs, but God, that you will give her the peace that surpasses all understanding and the joy unspeakable. God, I ask you that you would give her favor with the king, favor with the queen, favor with the leaders, favor with the subordinates, favor, God, everywhere she goes. I ask you that you would give her favor. God, I ask you that you would send your legion of angels to be encamped all around her, to minister to her, to encourage her, to remind her how great you are, God. I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that every day, every minute, every millisecond, that the enemy of our soul will come towards her to try to discourage her, God, that you will send your ministering angels to encourage her, God, not only to encourage her, but give her the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord that will cause her to remember that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. The joy of the Lord that remind her that one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to chase. God, when the enemy of our souls will come her way, that she will call her sisters in God to pray with her, to pray for her, God, that she would not be ashamed of the very things that she may feel that she's going through, but she would be transparent, not only before you, God, but before man to say, yes, I was going through this or that, but God, encourage her, bless her, on her left hand, on her right hand, going in and coming out, and cause her to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. And any and everybody that has spoke ill of her or put their mouths on her or labeled her this or that, God, that you would cause them to shut their mouths. Not only would their mouths be shut, God, but they would come back and ask for forgiveness. And not only will they come back and ask for forgiveness, God, that they will remember that when they speak to her, they're speaking to God. Why? Because she is your child. And God, even when we were representative of our parents on the natural side, God, people need to realize that she's a representative of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we speak blessings, for she's going to pray for those that despitefully use her. She's going to pray for those that try to curse her. She's going to pray for those that try to misuse and abuse us. God, we thank you for your word that reminds us to bless those that curse us. Pray for those that despitefully use us. God, thank you for your word, and that your word shall not return unto her void, but it shall be established in that for which you sent it. Any pains, any discomforts, any emotional issues, any financial issues, whatever it is, from A to Z, even an alphabet that we may not have, God, bless her. Bless her, God. In the name of Jesus, bless her. For you said we have not because we ask not. So, God, I'm asking this in Jesus' name. God, bless Minister Sylvia that she will be healed and whole from her head to her toe, that she will have favor even on her job. God, that she will have favor even in the market that she's in now, trying to do the things that she's trying to purchase. And, God, that you will cause her to live in the harmony of the covenant of God. God, in Jesus' name, give her the wisdom that she needs. Give her the peace that surpasses understanding. Give her the joy that she needs. Give us the unity that she needs. God, I pray for our entire family, spiritually and naturally. Do what only you can do, God. Bless so that we can be a blessing. And we thank you, God, for making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, being blessed in the city, being blessed in the field. And, God, we thank you for when people see us, they see the salt of the earth and the way they see the light of you, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. See you on tomorrow night when it's Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia. And that's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget our foundational scriptures. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, God, thank you for the addition and your multiplication in our lives. Bye-bye. Amen and amen.